Welcome to the audio commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 13th of February, recording at 8:49 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. A pretty strong day here for stock markets. The big exception, I think, was Hong Kong, down 2.25%. But the Dow is up 99 points. As I speak, in 10.5 on the S&P. Government bonds in here today. I haven't paid much attention to those, but they're down a little bit. Prices are down a little bit. The gilts are higher. The inflation figures had come in lower than expected. But these are small moves. And in the U.S. dollar. Now, this is interesting because having seen it rally up to the higher side of its range, where it is ranging against many currencies such as the euro and the Swiss franc and sterling, it has come off in here today. We've got the euro back up at 130.35, and the US dollar index is back below 85, down to 84.74, still very much within the range, though. Now, in the up one day, down the next type of environment that we've seen for a good many markets, although more often than not with a ranging upward bias, we have seen oil firm. It certainly hasn't recovered all of yesterday's decline, but, well, about half of it. It's currently trading at 59.02. That's the NYMEX crude. And precious metals have had a pretty good day in here, up 15 on platinum. That's a new high, taking it up to 1207. That's April, the April contract. Gold off the highs, but still up 3.25 in here at 664. And how much off the highs? Had been up as high as 669. So these have been in rangy upward trends. So they've been swinging back and forth on a daily basis. Now precious metals, I beg your pardon, silver, which got clipped yesterday, but then rallied back up, touched 14 on the March contract, and is currently at 1391. That's up 19.5. Palladium, a real wallflower, that's up 5.25, but still within a range. So quite strong in here. And the industrial metals were also quite firm, all showing reasonable gains in here. And it's the whole sector here is stronger. So you've got grains and beans led by the soybeans. They're all firmer in here today. Okay, so what do we make of it all? Well, first, as far as stock markets are concerned, the strength that we have seen here today is checked slides, or reduced the possibility of slides, bigger reactions. Overall, the type of activity that we're seeing right now, and I think we'll go on seeing this, is where many indices are ranging with a gradual upward bias. Now, that means they're not quite as strong as they were during that September through, well, November and into December period. So it's a more gradual rate of advance. I've said this is desirable because it does create some mean reversion in terms of those 40-week moving averages that you can see on the weekly charts. I posted a number of those a couple of weeks ago. So that's favorable. Now, some indices are accelerating higher. They're mainly small, thinly traded Latin American markets. There were some Asian markets that were doing that. The Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia were doing that. They're a bit off the boil here right now, so getting reactions. So some of the South American, some of the Eastern European markets are still doing that and becoming really quite overstretched overall. But as long as Wall Street is holding its ground, then the leash effect remains loose and fund activity in those markets can push them up. The denouement will occur when all those people who are bidding them up try to get out. So you'll get pretty much one-way traffic on the downside, just as we've seen one-way traffic on the upside. But the most important message here is that overall, I do not see a big correction here as being imminent. I think we're going to get more of what we see, where markets move up a couple of days, down a couple of days, up a couple of days, but overall with slightly better gains on the upside than moves on the downside within those patterns. Now, one that I should single out is that I was pleasantly surprised to see Japan rise today, because after the weakness that we'd seen in a number of the European markets and Wall Street yesterday, I thought, well, Japan, which had been closed yesterday, might get a bit of a wallop in here today. Well, nothing of the kind. It did have a breakout on the topics index, and the others were all steady, which is encouraging. I've got a leverage spread bet position there, and I want to see it push ahead a little bit further on the upside so that I can put in at least a break-even stop without the risk of having a small reaction within a range trigger it, and then I'll look to leverage it up. Japan is one of the markets from which I've expected a good performance this year. Okay. And moving on now. Government bonds, well, as long as they hold their ground here, it's not going to be a problem for global stock markets. The Business Week cover story on low, low, low interest rates raised a few eyebrows, and rightly so. I posted some long-term charts of government bond yields, and you can see the type 3 base activity. Those of you who know how to read charts, who have attended the chart seminar, you see those long-ranging bases, and they will eventually support higher yields, as I've said all along. But that probably isn't an imminent risk, and it's a growing risk for the future, and it will change the financial world, I said, when we do get yields moving up significantly. But I don't expect that anytime soon. Now, looking at the U.S. dollar, still range-bound here. Obviously, big influence on sentiment in the precious metals, but the precious metals have also been rising against other currencies, so there is genuine investment demand there. I think that will probably continue until stock markets really take fright. And when stock markets really take fright, people will deleverage. And they'll deleverage because that's what they tend to do, and they'll also deleverage because they know what happened last May and June, when stock markets started to weaken, and then with precious metals, it was as if they had stepped into an empty elevator shaft. Now, I don't expect a replay of that, but what I'm saying here is that the environment is bullish for these precious metals, really quite bullish. The next problem for them will be when we get a global stock market downdraft. I don't see that happening in here at the moment. And of course, these precious metals are in long-term secular bull markets. So are the industrial bull markets. And my goodness, the most important development potentially that I did not mention in my quick review is copper. Copper is strong in here today, up almost 12 cents, up 11.90. That's taken the March contract to 259.65. So what you have, and Owen's put the chart up, so what you have is a downside failure from a small trading range and an upward dynamic. Now, in the terminology we use, not trying to exaggerate anything to be doing grandstanding here in terms of forecast, but that's put at a low of at least near-term significance under the market. Now, you know, I've been saying quite frequently in here that I felt that copper was in a bottoming area, that there were shorts to be squeezed, and we'd see some upward dynamics. And I think that the rally that oil produced from 50 up to 60 and now paused shows the sort of percentage move that can take place. Only copper, I think the supply-demand situation will be much tighter than it is for oil. So I think really that this is, we've seen the bottom of the copper market, and a rally in copper price against a background of generally steady other industrial metals will reverse thinking in terms of the mining shares. We're seeing evidence of that already. Look how much Billiton has run upwards in the last few weeks. And Rio Tinto looks firmer in here. MLW, that's the Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust, that looks like it would break out on the upside. This whole sector will come in for a bullish re-rating if we get that copper moving higher, and I suspect we will. And I've said, I've said for several weeks that I felt it was in a bottom area, and that the next big move would be on the upside, and there is now technical evidence to support what I was anticipating previously. Elsewhere, grains and beans, when you get the dollar a bit weaker and the metals strong, these tend to pick up a little bit. Again, as I said, led by the soybeans at the moment. The risk, as I keep mentioning, is that this is a dull period seasonally. So they're really riding on the coattails of other markets. And I think that will continue until we get into the sowing and growing season. And that sort of is, we're really talking about March at the very earliest, April. From April onwards, gets increasingly exciting. Okay, well, pretty lively, profitable day in here if you have positions remotely similar to my own. And if you do, well, then I know you'll be happy. And if you don't, well, I hope it was very profitable, whatever you have. Meanwhile, all the very best.